Right, that was DJ RSB's softer side, and you're going to see my softer side, which is a bit darker. And these are, this is what I listen to when I'm on my own a lot. This is a couple of dark tracks.
You sound a bit sad then, when I'm on my own a lot.
No, you know, when you're just like, you've got your Walkman in and you're going from places to places. I don't listen to the heavy stuff, I listen to the dark melodic stuff. So, a bit of Marilyn Manson and Tiamat and 69 Eyes coming up.
We'll be right back. curtains will be destroyed. When all of the wishes are granted, many of your dreams will be destroyed.
So that was Only You Can Save Me by 69 Eyes, which is one of my favourite tracks. And before it was Man That You Fear by Marilyn Manson and Dust Is Our Fair by Tiamat. We're going to change the mood slightly.
Yeah, we have to apologise for that slight split second break because we were talking about Family Guy and lost where we were up to.
Yeah, because we don't just like music, we also like very juvenile cartoons as well.
Yeah. Well, we like many cartoons, don't we?
Yeah, we like cartoons.
I mean, I'm mainly into Marvel cartoons like Spider-Man, the X-Men, Fantastic Four, Iron Man.
I've just got every episode of X-Men Evolution. Now, I didn't give it a chance the first time round, right? But now I'm going to watch it from start to finish and see if it makes any sense.
Yeah.
But the other ones, the Wolverine and the X-Men ones, are absolutely amazing. Comic geek.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But we also like silly stuff like Family Guy and American Dad and South Park and yeah. They're really...
I like The Simpsons. I know you're not
really
fond of
The
Simpsons.
Simpsons, but I like Futurama. Yeah. So Matt Groening can do something right.
Yeah.
But I like Beavis and Butthead as well.
Yeah.
But I hate King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill's a load of crap.
It is. It's just not funny. It's like, what the fuck's that about?
Four guys with a can of beer going, yep.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the point?
But they stretch it out over like five seasons or something stupid like that.
It was eight.
Eight seasons. See, they stretch four idiots standing there drinking beer in the day. You could just go round to a council estate and watch that for free.
It could be worse. It could be two idiots sitting in a pub drinking beer, playing music.
Or two idiots sitting in the studio playing music.
Drinking Iron Brew.
Which takes us back to, we're going to take you back to a bit more of the new metal stuff, because we love a lot of the new metal stuff, and not necessarily new metal as in NU, but more
NEW, new, as in...
Well, it's more in the, you know, last 10 years, so that metal's been getting better.
We say that the first song we're going to play in this stretch is 10 years old.
Yeah, the first song, actually all these are about, at least between 10 and 5 years old.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're going to play you four songs now. We hope you like them, and if you don't, tough, because we're playing them anyway. Yeah, and I've set up and torn out this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans, and all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game, and had to scream my name. I will show no shame, I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this. Are you scared? Without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of strolls, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift of gab from the city of truth, I jab and stab and knock critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum seven times. It's still the ill and wanna see us fry. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? They call me cowboy. I'm the singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say, hey, hey. Let me hear where you're at. Say, hey, hey. I'm giving it back. So say, hey, hey. Show me some metal and say, hey. Josephus, Beasties, and the Kings of Rock. Skinner, Seeger, Limp, Korn, the Stones. David Allen Cole with No Show Jones. Yeah! Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit, soul from Motown. The underground stone, fucking pimp. With tracks that Mac can slap back the whack. Never gain away, I don't play with ass. But watch me rock with Liberace Flash. Punk rock the class, boy bands are trash. I like Johnny Cash and Grandmaster Flash.
I'm gonna fuck some hoes after I rock this place. Super not freedom is best. Whole country's on house arrest, and everyone was a suspect. You can't feel the flow because you died face down on a suicide. The motherfuckers on self-destruct, nobody got no back, it's all fun. Save this, my rage is blood. I'll take a need to get right. Shit to the puddle on the best friend. The maniac psycho. Could I scream this if I don't know? Can't believe it. Minutes when it just scared me so. Just enough to fuck me up again and again. Hard life is out of cell. Better back the fuck on up. Cause this is no guide to fly. This is no guide to fly. It's no guide to fly. This is no guide to fly. Every flip they got, cause it's natural. Badass or bad man. Forget about the middle of this war. We gotta win right. I'm not gonna buy one more time. Think like I get a bit. Won't be my phone. When you're in a corner, no good lies. This is no guide to fly. This is no guide to fly. It's no guide to fly. This is no guide to fly.
To take over, MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are on and on. Oh, we know. Enough of them, I come and them, I try that way out. On down, pill, we are the rough next girl. Music we make for me, the crowd jump up. Crowd get high. Blend up the rock or metal punk hip hop. Unity sound, killer groove non-stop. And every this place, I saw this song will survive. Strength and power, I gotta keep them alone. My song, we come to take over. MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are on and on. Oh, well, no. Swing jet, we in all your area. Bring the rock, cause you know it's superior.
Nobody gets out of this shop at all.
Come on, them a try flex, really show them the rag a pampa. Watch them at twist, sting like a scorpion, buzz like an e. Full of fast, I see tag a drop, what toy. This is what we want, yeah. You got to know. If you think you're a star, come and never go.
My show, we come to take over. MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are on and on. Oh, well, no. We're in all your area. When the rock out, you know it's superior. Yeah, you know we earn it all.
Nobody gets out on this shop at online.
Nobody, nobody gets out on line.
Nobody gets out on this shop at online.
Nobody, nobody gets out on line.
Nobody gets out on this shop at online. Come follow me.
Yeah, that was Saturday Night All Right. It was the is it Nickelback and Kid Rock, is it?
Yeah, Nickelback with Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's on a soundtrack to, I've forgotten, it's on a soundtrack to a film, because it's not Rolling Down.
I think it's something like
not Dukes of Hazzard.
No, it's Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
I
knew it was
too.
One of those remakes of one of the 70s shows ones.
Yeah, one of them crap that we don't watch.
Yeah, we don't watch it, but we like the song, and the song, yeah. I like the original as well, so.
Yeah.
It's just one of those great songs.
Realise it wasn't Elton John.
You know what, I really like Elton John. I mean, he has some duds, but, you know, if he does some genius ones.
Please pick your word and write next time.
Well,
okay.
He has some duds. Oh, he does. You can't say I'm not right.
He has some duds as well.
Right, we picked another two tracks each for you here. And
First two are mine.
Which you're going to tell them a bit about?
Yeah, the first one is Firefly by In Me. And it's a band that, when I first heard them, I didn't think much of them. You know, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really a fan. And then when I was at Download, my sister said, well, come and see them live. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll give them a chance. I've got nothing else to do, so I'll go and see them. And I saw them, I was like, wow. And they were actually really something spectacular. So the track I've picked is Firefly, which was the first song I actually heard by them, which Mr. Black Rose will tell you.
Yeah, the Firefly, it's actually one of the best songs I'd heard. It was like the new metal genre at the time was in full swing, but there were no new bands coming through doing the you know, getting the hits out. It was basically the same 5-6 bands holding the scene together, and then this song came through, Firefly, and it was like, actually, these could be the new hope for new metal. And then they started going grunge, which is a bit of a surprise, but it's actually worked in their favour.
Yeah.
And then my two tracks,
hang on, I haven't said my second one.
I'm going to say your second one.
Second one I've picked, it's Fozzy. And everybody knows that I'm a Fozzy fan. Everybody knows that I'm a
everybody
Chris
on
Jericho
the planet
fan.
Knows he's a
I'm
Fozzy
a Rich
fan.
Ward fan. I mean, I went to see Fozzy in Nottingham and ended up getting on stage with them. But they didn't play this song, but it's off the new album. It's off Chasing the Grail, and it's more of their softer side. It's their basically it's their first like ballady type one. So it's Fozzy's attempt at a rock ballad.
And it's a really good rock ballad. It's a great song.
Go on, what are your two then?
Well, the first one I'm going to play is Sisters of Mercy, and it doesn't really need much talking about, because every goth on the planet knows Sisters of Mercy inside out. It's just a song I really like by them. The second one, however, is possibly one of my favourite songs of all time. I'm heavily into my old silver screen horrors, you know, your Draculas, Frankensteins and stuff like that. And Wednesday 13 has a lot of influences.
All the old stuff like Bela Lugosi.
Yeah,
and,
Bela Lugosi.
Boris Karloff,
and even the later ones like the Christopher Lee Hammer Horrors and stuff like that. Yeah. I like all that. And basically, Wednesday's heavily influenced by it. So he writes really dark ballads. And this one's called My Demise. And it's probably one of the greatest songs ever written.
But we're going to start all that off now with a bit of In Me.
Yep.
Thank you.
me. It's all over now. You've killed me. It's all over now. You've killed me. It's all over now. We'll be right back.
is fine.
Are you living?
There's a crack in the frame, but the photo is the same. But I don't recognize her face. It looks a lot like me, or who I used to be. Now there's no one but myself to blame. Now the shadows all around, mine's nowhere to be found.
Say now. You know what? I had thoughts on it.
That was Wednesday 13.
That was Wednesday 13 with My Demise.
My Demise.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But we're going to move swiftly on with what is possibly one of the things we can agree on, one of our favourite bands.
Yeah.
This is the Mighty Stuck Mojo.
And we've picked a song each.
My song of choice. It's not necessarily my favourite Mojo track, but it's the one that got me into them because this is the first song I ever heard by them.
Yeah.
And it was on a Metal Hammer CD, and I just had to go out and get the album. And it was a bastard to track down. It really was. The album is Declaration of a Headhunter.
Yeah.
And the song is Drawing
Blood. Possibly their best album. Best album of the Bones era, definitely.
Yeah, definitely the best of the Bones era.
You see, because they've now got a new lead vocalist, which is Lord Nelson, who is a phenomenal rapper. He's a phenomenal vocalist, and he's also a brilliant person.
The singers they've had, both Bones and Nelson, are absolutely two of the best rappers I've ever heard.
Yeah, Bones is dead laid back. You know, he's a very nice guy, brilliant rapper, but there was some creative differences, so he left, so they got his friend, Lord Nelson.
To replace
him? In fact, if you listen to our theme, Invincible, which is Stuck Mojo, that's Lord Nelson. And there's a line where he actually says, if it wasn't for Bones, he wouldn't be doing it.
But both these guys were brilliant. Yeah. But you're forgetting the other vocalist, Rich Ward,
who has really,
really good vocals as well. So it's one of those bands where you've got the good dynamic of having two vocalists. Likes of Linkin Park do the same thing, and Mushroomhead
too. And
most great bands have it where you can have the bouncing.
Queen,
yeah. Well, Queen have got four vocalists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In constant use.
Yeah, well, we're going to play some Stuck Mojo.
Like three and a half. You can only count Paul Rogers as half a vocalist.
Yeah, since he's only half a person.
He's only half a person.
I mean, you've picked Drawing Blood. I've picked Not Promised Tomorrow, the 97 re-recording. Because the 95 one, I mean, Snap and Next, I've listened to the Behind the Screams with Snap and Next, and it explains why the production wasn't too good. Bones had a bit of a problem with the guy in the studio who wanted him to do it again and again and again and again, and he ended up snapping and saying, you know, what the hell do you know about hip-hop?
The problem is if you've got one dick who thinks he knows how to mix a thing.
Yeah. So he kept saying tell him to rap more like the Beastie Boys. So
you know what?
Bones sort of lost his temper.
I don't blame him as well. If somebody told me to rap like the Beastie Boys, I think I'd shoot the fuckers. Because the Beastie Boys are the biggest pile of shit on the planet.
Yeah.
First time you swore in 2 hours.
I know, yeah.
Wow.
But I've picked Not Promised Tomorrow for a couple of reasons. One, it's my favourite of the early...
I have to get it in.
...of the early Stuck Mojo stuff. And plus, when I went to see Fozzy in Nottingham when I was on stage again, I actually sang this one with them. So that's good. It's got a little
It's a great song. Both of these tracks are really great songs.
And then we're going to finish on with a little bit of Adam and the Ants.
Which, when we do our live sets, we mostly finish on this song. It's usually accompanied by one from the Pirates of the Caribbean. We're not going to do that this time. We're going to accompany it with something completely random.
Yeah.
But we're going to finish on Jolly Roger by Adam and the Ants, which is a great song and is absolutely fitting for pirate radio.
Yeah. So, here's a bit of Stuck Mojo. Yes.